Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon, Australia. You've got Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do ya?
No.
Do you, mate?
Where is Carrie?
Carrie's not here. The excuse I've got on text message is ducked out to do some Christmas shopping. I'm not buying that for an absolute second, so I reckon we get on the phone, Buzzole.
Let's do it.
Or it could just be me and you.
Hey.
Hello, is that Carrie Bickmore?
I'm coming.
Because this is Tommy calling from the local doctor's office, and we've got your test results. Unfortunately, it's not going away anytime soon. You can try a topical cream, but to be honest, I tried the same cream and it made it worse, so I wouldn't.
Sorry, I know I'm late.
Yeah, we all know you're late, mate.
The traffic is so bad, and I had a small window, and I thought I could try and fit in some Christmas shopping.
This is a lie. I bet you, if you don't walk in this door with a present, I want to know what you've actually been doing. What did you get then?
I had to quickly stop off and pick up something that I'd put on hold, and I thought I misjudged the traffic. But I'm here. I'm about to pull into the car park.
Hang on. So this has gone from Christmas shopping to something that you put on hold.
No, for a Christmas present. Mate,
for who?
Stop grilling me and went to a song. I'd be there. I'm about to pull up in the car park.
Who's the Christmas present for?
For Ollie. But I can't say it on radio because you're here.
What? Oh, okay. Ollie,
I'm going in the car park. I'm going to lose you. I'm going in the car park.
Okay, right, you've got 3 minutes.
See you soon.
I'll see you in a sec.
Okay, bye. Oh, I reckon we would have been fine without her, Buzz.
Hopefully a car park pass doesn't work and we can do the rest of the show because that was fun.
Hang on, please make sure we've hung up. Even when we joke about that stuff, I get nervous. You can hear it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, I chopped my hair off.
You did?
Yep.
Looks great.
For summer, wanted to be shorter, fresher.
Yeah, fun. I think it's fun. Screams fun to me.
Is that what it screams?
Yeah.
It doesn't scream old, bored and married.
No, that'd be a long thing to scream. Imagine yelling that from a ute. Old, bored and married! No, I think it's fun because you've gone a bit lighter as well.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, yeah, I thought it was your statement of summer, Bickmore's arrived.
Okay, well, that is exactly what it was.
Right.
But
what's happened?
My friend threw me out the other night because I was at her house and she said, you chopped your hair. And I said, yeah, yeah. And she goes, you can do that.
what a common thing. You chopped your hair. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't really go like that. She just said, I see you chopped your hair. And I said, yes. And she said, well, you can do that, can't you?
Oh, why?
And I was like, a bit much tone there for a Tuesday night drink.
What does she mean?
So I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, you can only have short hair if you're in a long-term relationship. And I said, why? And she said, because men don't find short hair sexy. And I was like, okay, that is a load of rubbish. And I started listing off all these hot people with short hair, Ruby Rose, Sylvia Jeffries on the Today Show, short hair, hot.
Yeah, right? Okay. Oh, you know what I'm a fan of? I'm actually a fan of short hair.
Like Ruby Rose, short.
Halle Berry as well, short,
exactly.
Short.
Hot.
Yeah.
But are they all in long-term relationships? Yes.
Oh.
So my friend's theory is that you have to keep your long hair until you meet someone, and then once you're in the relationship, you can chop it off. Anyway, I think her theory is ridiculous.
So Chris, your partner, does he like your short
hair? I don't know. I haven't asked him if he's liked it. I just assumed he did because, I wouldn't direct my hair based on what he thinks. I'm doing what I want, not what he wants.
Wow.
Unless, of course, he said he hated it, and then that might change how I feel about it.
I mean, the great news is we thought we'd see how he feels. We've got him on the phone right now. Chris, hey, mate.
Hi, Tommy.
It's not.
He feels like he's being framed here. I hear the tone. We have arguments all the time where he goes, what, babe?
Walks, what did you think of the hair? Firstly, did you know it was going to happen, and was there any consultation beforehand?
No, I didn't get, I've never had, there was one point she dyed her hair and it became like a full news event and I was the last person to hear about it. Yeah. She went from blonde to brown and like it was all over the news. So I was
yeah,
like,
mate, we know.
Yeah.
And so, are you just, and this is not talking about Carrie, but just generally, are you a fan of women with short hair?
Well, how short? Like bald or?
I'm not against that. You know the look at the moment
Sinead
where they
O'Connor.
Go, yeah, yeah, and where they go super short but then peroxide it?
The girl can't have shorter hair than you, can she?
this is the theory my girlfriend has, that, that the answer is no. A man can't find a girl with really, really short hair, you know, sexy and stuff, because it, it's like it's shorter than their hair.
So I think short hair, you don't even have that shorter hair though. But short hair, you can. I think short hair can be definitely can be sexy, but I don't think it should be shorter than your own hair.
Okay.
Have
so
you ever
now
been, have you ever been with a girl that's shorter hair than you, Tommy?
Well, once I went out with a girl specifically because she had very short hair.
And how did that work out?
Oh, good. Let's not talk about that. No, but I found it really hot. But I also don't think I'm...
Why? Here are two men, and I'm asking you, and you're proving my theory right, that my friend is full of absolute rubbish, and that girls can have short hair
It's sexy. Definitely. But I'm going to make it more pointed now and a bit more interesting. Walks, do you prefer Carrie's hair shorter like it is now, or did you prefer it before?
That's entrapment.
Why? Do you not like it the way it is?
If we had a Fifth Amendment, I'd be pleading it.
What's wrong with it?
I do like it. I mean, to be honest, your hair's confusing because one minute it's short and then if you put stuff in it that makes it longer, like people clip stuff in it and, you know, you find them in the bed occasionally. So I don't know what... It's like living with a marsupial.
Oh, you've been no help. But I guess the point that I want to ask the people is not just is short hair sexy, it's can you only have short hair if you've been in a relationship for a while?
Okay. Before we let Walks go, I just have one more question.
Shit.
Walks, if we got the clippers out and Carrie went like a number two, are you breaking up with her?
No.
Are you not finding that attractive at all?
That'd be an adjustment.
Okay, well, the good news is we do have the clippers here and we are going to...
Let's put it to the people, 131060. Do guys prefer long hair on girls? Is that what we're going to do?
Let's just go with this then. Is short hair hot? I reckon it is, but clearly there's some people that don't. 131060, give us a call now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're feeling some tension between Carrie and Tommy, you are right. We're going to be discussing that after 3:30 this afternoon.
Oh, I thought you meant right now. I thought there's not tension between us.
No, because we're on the same team of this
argument.
Yes,
but there is definitely tension in the world.
Yes. About this issue.
Yes, which is short hair on women,
hot
or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
I say yes, you say yes, my friend reckons... You can only have short hair if you've been in a relationship for a long time because guys don't find it sexy.
And I reckon you do you, boo, whatever you want. William from Sydney, Sin City, what do you reckon? Short hair, hot or not?
Listen, I definitely prefer long hair, hey.
What's your problem, mate?
Just in life.
Yeah. Why?
Just generally.
Why?
I don't know. I think long hair is just, it's hot.
Okay, so...
It's just much more like it stands out. That
is it feminine? Do you think it's feminine?
Yeah, totally. It's feminine. Like, it's got that kind of, like, pretty factor about it.
Yeah. Chris brought up a point before that her hair can't be shorter than yours. How long's your hair?
More, I don't know, a couple of inches?
Couple of inches, okay. No, I said, how long's your hair? let's go to our next call. We got Michael from Newcastle. Michael, short hair, hot or not?
Nah. It's got all about the long hair, mate. It's all about the long hair. That's what definitely gets me going. It's just it's so long and feminine. And
Okay. Before you get too worked up, I need to ask you, Michael. So Carrie's obviously cut her hair shorter. Do you reckon it's hotter, shorter, or not?
No.
So you reckon?
Well, how short are we going? Is it like?
If you haven't seen it, then I don't know why. Mm. Like, seriously, Mark, you got to do research. Come the program, mate.
No, that's harsh.
Yeah, we.
You just told me that my hair didn't look good short. That's harsh, mate.
Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm a long hair man. I can't help it. We can't help how we're wired. And you know what I mean.
Well, I guess we'll never be together then, will we?
I mean, not with that attitude.
What a legend. Not with that attitude.
I didn't realise this segment was going to make me feel crap.
Well, I mean, that's
maybe
not my
friend
intention.
Is 100% right.
No, that's not true.
And you're all just trying to convince me because I've cut my hair short that it's all okay.
I have
but
no...
But the actual real answer is in our callers here.
I think you know I have no interest in looking after your feelings. I'm just saying what I think. David from Brisbane. David, you're a great man. Short hair, hot or not?
Not, guys. Carrie, do not cut your hair.
I've already cut it, mate.
Oh.
What is this?
Oh, I don't know, but this bloke sounds like he has absolutely no personality.
Now I need to defend David against you, but I don't want to defend David. Him because he just told me I'm not hot.
Mate, David, you sound thick as two planks, mate. David, what do you do for a job?
I'm a tradie.
Then I didn't mean to use planks as such a literal reference. Yeah. I'm sorry for that. But so have you ever been out with a short-haired woman?
I was actually dating a girl for probably 4 years. She had beautiful long hair and she decided one day that she'd chop it all off, and that was really it for me. It looked shocking.
And so you broke up with her over that?
Well, there were a couple of things, but that was probably one of the bigger reasons, definitely. Yeah. It just didn't look good.
And can you imagine how much happier she is now without you?
I'm a bit of a catch.
No, you're not. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, David, we could never be together as well. William, Michael, David, I've got no time for any of you. That's all I have to say.
That's a pretty emphatic end to the ball game.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Feeling crappy?
We want you to get happy.
Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, let's talk about it.
Do you want to start or do you want me? Well, normally when you go to a counsellor, they decide, but we don't have a third party here to decide for us.
Well, you feel like I'm the one responsible, so maybe...
Well, you are the one responsible. Okay. It's not I feel.
Okay. So we were planning an end-of-year get-together with our team here. We've had such a great
year
together.
You're the Grinch.
Okay, that's unfair.
Actually ruined the end of the entire year for our team.
It's these hurtful insults, which if you're going to keep
you're
slanging
selfish.
Them...
Oh. It always has to be about you.
Do we want to explain what's happened No,
okay, explain what's happened.
So we were planning an end of year get together,
yes.
Right? Because we've had a great year. Yep. We love the team we work with. And we thought, let's go have dinner, drinks,
you didn't think. Sonder,
celebrate.
Our producer, suggested it.
If we're going to talk
about
this...
Well, just you need to talk about it, be honest, rather than like create it like it was your idea and your thing. It wasn't. Sonder emailed us and said, shall we do an interview get-together?
Why do you think Sonder sent that email?
Oh, are you going to claim that it was your idea?
See, this is the problem. If you're not open to me being supportive of any of this...
Okay, keep going.
And we said, let's go out, let's book somewhere, we'll have dinner, drinks... And then you suggested something else.
Sonder said, team dinner, we picked a day and we said yes. And then she said, hey guys, just had a Google for potential team dinner spots. What about here? You guys might know of some other great places. Mm-hmm. And I thought about the fact that we want to go and have a big night, mm-hmm. right? So just going for dinner might be limiting. And I thought that if you go for dinner and then move to another location, then
just
people...
Just say what you said.
No, hold on.
I wasn't allowed to talk. I wasn't allowed to do a full monologue like you are.
So,
you got a special lighting state for this and a bit of fog coming out.
At some point
Get
I need to
point,
explain
mate.
It. I wrote back and said...
You said, why don't we have it at your house? That's
I
what you said,
why don't you guys come over to my house? We can eat, drink and be merry and you can stay as long as you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Buzz, lovely Buzz, wrote back, only if Ollie's cooking. Cute. Ooh. Friendly.
Yeah.
Then Caitlin, our the producer, wrote back, just order Uber Eats because we've just worked out how to do that. And I was like, yeah, fun. I'm happy to cook though.
Yep.
And then
no
one else emailed anything.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You certainly didn't.
Yep.
And then I came in to the office.
Yes.
And a couple of days passed and then I said something excitedly about can't wait for dinner. What do you guys want? And then it all went awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you went weird and said, we don't want to go to your house.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said...
Do you think we should go to your house?
I said, do you think we should go out? Because that way, you know, nobody has to cook. We can order cocktails. Everybody can get a bit loose and we're not going to mess up your place.
And then I said to you, the reason I suggested it at my place was so we could get loose, not out in public, okay. right? Second of all, so that people don't move from a dinner location to a cocktail bar and then everyone, this is what happens, people go, oh, I might actually go home, I'm feeling a bit tired. And I wanted it to be a big party and a team building exercise where we could do fun, cool things. So I thought doing it at my house meant we could play board games, we could do all lots of fun stuff, which we can't do out.
All valid. All valid points. And then a few days ago, I assumed then we were on for your place and you said to me, you better have booked somewhere good.
Yes.
And I said, I thought we're going to your house. And you said, no, you ruined that.
Well, you did. When you went, oh, should we really go to your house? Oh, I don't want to get Carrie's house.
And so now we have no plans. But
it's all on you.
See, this is the issue. What? You think it's all on me.
Yeah, it is all on you.
Well, there's quite a lot more to this little story that you don't know about. I'm going to interview the rest of our team on the next song because there was a reason that I voiced the views and I feel like I'm getting unfairly blamed. We're going to speak to the cast in this little crime scene next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got an issue. Basically, we were going to have an end-of-year dinner out. You suggested your place.
I was very excited about it because none of you have been to my house. You haven't been to my house, and I thought it'd be really fun, and then we could have a late night, and we could have a great time, and I was really excited about it. And then you squashed
my
dreams.
Don't have to do the full story again,
you squashed my dreams and said, don't you think we should just go out, like as if my house was like
brevity is a gift.
Some gross place that you would never want to visit.
Do we have to go to another song again?
Now I've said,
can we move on to the next
you're not welcome to my house.
Yes, and now we don't have a place booked. And you blame me entirely.
Well, because once you said, no, I don't want to go to your house, you should have booked somewhere.
All I'm clarifying is you blame me entirely for the whole thing that has happened.
Yes, because our team is a lovely group of people and I know they would have loved to have come to my house and had a fun night.
And when you blame me entirely for this, our team goes very quiet and some of them get weird looks on their face. Like Caitlin can't even look at you now. Buzz is looking down at his desk.
I'm not.
And I wanted to call these people to the witness stand to talk about what actually happened in all these exchanges. First up, Buzz.
Oh, no.
Buzz, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and I need honest answers. You are under oath, you're not, but just pretend you are.
Yep.
When Carrie suggested that we go to her place instead of out to a restaurant, how did you feel?
See, okay, my first thought was that Carrie's place is a little bit further away than mine is. And I was logistically thinking about getting there and back.
And so, Buzz, did you not say to me that you would rather have it at a restaurant and bar than at Carrie's house?
Yeah, no, okay, I did.
Thank you. You can take your seat. Next witness, I would like to call Caitlin, one of our producers, to the stand.
Hey.
Caitlin.
Yeah?
Every time this gets brought up and Carrie rips through me for what's happened here, do you not go a bit weird and can't look at Carrie?
No, I can look at Carrie.
Really? Look at me. Do you not want to come to my house? You said your favourite thing is a board game night. Yeah. Do you not want to come and have board
games? No, keep asking me the questions. Yeah.
Also, it's my witness, mate.
Yeah, ask.
And you're getting really defensive. You think that we don't want to go to your house.
Well, you just had a guy that said on email he wanted to come and now live on air is saying he never wanted to come and he told you behind my back that he didn't want to come. How do you think that's making me feel?
How do you think I feel getting ripped into this, like into for a month, like this has anything to do with me?
That got all of these people on side and they like you and they want to impress you. So they've all told you that they'll do with whatever you want to do.
I don't care whether we go out or
you. You said you don't want to come to my house.
No, I didn't.
You said, do you think we should go out instead?
And maybe I was voicing the views of the people who came to me in private around us. Caitlin, did you, and remember you are under oath here. Did you not honestly tell me that you would rather go out than go to Carrie's house?
No. I genuinely would want to go to Carrie's house.
You'd rather go there for
yes.
Okay. Witness, you can take your seat.
Thank you.
You're lying sack of crap.
Hey, I don't think that's how you treat your witnesses.
I said it under my breath. Don't reckon the microphone would have even caught it. Final witness, the boss, Tersho, Sonda.
Hello.
Hi, Son.
How are you?
Heavily pregnant.
Which means Son would rather come to my house and sit her, I was going to say her fat
pregnant
ass.
Yeah. Pregnant ass.
I don't mean that in an offensive way. I mean that in a pregnant way, on my couch and not have to move.
And play board games. Have you played Pandemic, Carrie?
Oh, no. What's that?
It's a great game. I'll bring it over.
Okay.
Son, was I not just voicing the views of the team who then subsequently hung me out to dry and let me be the sole benefactor of the fury of the Bickmore? Was I not just voicing the concerns of the whole team when I brought up the idea that maybe we should go to a restaurant?
every now and then you're out there by yourself and we're all driving a bus over you and just watching you bear the brunt of it. Yeah, it's, you're right. You were, I think, voicing the views of some of the team. I think what happened, though, because, Carrie, it's such a lovely, generous offer, but isn't it a pain for you to look after us all?
You know it's a pain?
That no one wants to come to your house?
No. No, two things. It's a pain to want to do something generous for the group.
Yeah.
And to have you all throw it back in my face, that's what's a pain. Two, it's a pain that none of you have been to a party at my house, so you don't know what a party at my house is like. And for anyone that has been to my party at my house, it is the best party you'll ever go to. Because it's a freaking awesome party. And, you know, the third thing, I won't be having that much fun when we go out because I'll know that you didn't want to come to my house. So it's fine.
You know what?
I'd love
but
to
now we're going to go out You've and been... I'll probably leave at about 9 and you can all have a good night.
You've been so unreasonable. We were worried about waking your kids and things like this.
But this is the thing. You weren't worried about it. You just didn't want to come to my house.
See, you're looking at me blaming, again.
You're
We've
blaming
just had
all
the
these
team.
Things about my kids and all these things. We could have had a fun party at my house. I've got music outside, a spa, a pool. We could have had fun together. And now you've just ruined it all.
We're
and
still and happy to do that.
And you
up until
oh, well, gonna...
up until 2 days ago, that's what we thought we were doing. And then you were like,
mate,
no, you better book
oh,
somewhere
what?
Good.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. So now that I've heard none of you want to come, you're all going to come to my house and we're going to have a good time?
Okay. Well, luckily for you, I've got a backup plan.
Yeah, bet you have.
I'll tell you
your
what it is
Your favourite
next.
Restaurant booked and we'll be going there.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, it is our second last show for the year and, boy, has it ended in a tense fashion.
Mm. Enjoy your night tonight.
As you may have just heard, we were going to have a party out and then Carrie suggested her place. The team all came to me in confidence and said, we'd rather go to a bar. We don't want to mess up Carrie's house. We're worried about waking the kids and stuff. I just suggested that. Gently to Carrie, she cracked it, and apparently our house is off limits forever now.
No, I just was slightly offended and upset.
Okay,
because I thought it was really.
Well, we're sorry. We would never mean
to fun
upset
thing to do.
And offend you.
And instead, we're going to go sit at a restaurant. That
well,
sounds so fun.
Well, here's the thing. We all thought we were still going to your house until 2 days ago when you told me in a very aggressive tone, "You better book somewhere good." And because we only had 2 days' notice, we've tried to book a lot of different places, and we actually can't. We couldn't. Well, it's on.
Yeah.
Can you please tell Carrie what we're doing for our end of year dinner and drinks tonight?
Oh, this is so awkward. So everywhere's booked because it's end of year, mm-hmm. and I'm sensing from the way you're looking that we're not welcome at yours.
So we're going to go to Tommy's.
Yeah, we're going to have a Are party
we?
At Tommy's.
Yeah! I knew that's what you wanted, and I ain't coming. I knew that's what you were gunning for. And I knew that's what it was. I'm not going. I'm actually not going. I don't want to go to your house.
We've got one space then. Give us a call, 13 10 60, if you want to come to the party. See you tomorrow.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.